This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. In Liberia, around 200 U.S. Marines have come ashore to assist West African peacekeepers. It is the first U.S. peacekeeping operation in Africa in a decade. Later today, Liberian rebels are expected to hand over control of Monrovia's seaport, opening up a vital access point for humanitarian aid. NPR's Jason Beaubien joins me now from the Liberian capital. What role are the U.S. Marines playing in this operation?
Well, the Marines are actually playing a backup role for the Nigerian peacekeepers who are already on the ground, who came in last week. And the Nigerians are going to be going in and taking over the port from the main rebel group here in Liberia, the Lured Rebels. And so the Marines really are just playing backup. The Nigerians don't have as many people on the ground as they had hoped to have. So the Marines are going to move out to the airport where the Nigerians had set up their base. They will take control of the airport, make sure it's secure. If there are any problems during this handover of the port, the Marines are at the ready. Military officials say that they could move in quite quickly and be there to back up these Nigerian troops.
Jason, how important is control of Monrovia's seaport?
It's really crucial to solving the humanitarian crisis that's been going on here. It's the dividing line. It's the front line in this civil war that has been raging here. And it's also the only way that food gets into the main part of Monrovia, into what's now the government-controlled side of Monrovia. And people on this side, on the government-controlled side, have had very little access to food over the last 3 weeks. So getting control of that seaport is going to mean that food can start flowing again.
And are there enough Nigerian troops on the ground now to ensure control of the port?
This is part of the reason that these Marines are coming ashore. The idea had been that the Nigerians were going to have two battalions, and there's roughly 850 troops per battalion here at this point in time, and they've only got one battalion, and they expect that it's going to take an entire battalion to take over this seaport area. So they really did need some help. There's just over 2,000 Marines sitting on three ships just off the coast here. They're going to come in. They're also going to have helicopters at the ready. They'll be there to help these Nigerians. And it is quite a large area that the Nigerians are going to have to secure. It's an entire island just across from the main heart of Monrovia.
But with the Marines, is the expectation that humanitarian aid can start flowing pretty immediately?
Humanitarian groups are saying that they can get up and operational quite quickly. They said within 48 hours of the seaport being secure, that means getting all of these armed militias out of there. They say that they can have food flowing into central Monrovia. The United Nations World Food Program has a ship that's sitting offshore ready to come in. There's also going to be some assistance from other U.S. military personnel, not just Marines. Some Navy SEALs are coming ashore, some other technical people to help with looking at the port, making sure that it is safe to get these boats in. But they say that they can get this aid flowing quite quickly.
Now, the rebels have agreed to give up this port, and the idea is that they will pull out of Monrovia altogether. So what are they expecting in return?
They are saying now that they should be in control of the presidency of the entire country. They say that they are the ones that drove Charles Taylor from power, and they say at this point they're giving up their main bargaining chip. They essentially control all access in and out of the country at the moment. They say that's a big sacrifice, and in exchange, they should be made president. It's unfortunately a position that the other main rebel group and the government object to.
Jason, thanks very much. NPR's Jason Beaubien in Monrovia.